This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving along, Joe Poznanski is going to join us from joeblogs.com.
Poznanski.
I said that, Poznanski. What did I say?
Poznanski.
I did not say Poznanski. Poznanski.
There it is. Man. Beautiful.
Oh, does anyone else have a problem like I do? That like everywhere I go in my life, I just have people that nitpick all around me. It's a tough life for me. I said Poznanski.
No, you didn't.
Right, maybe I was a little bit off, or maybe
okay.
I said it too fast for you.
He's one of our dudes, man.
Can someone help me with this?
The Northeast Ohio guy.
I feel like my life is surrounded by people that just pick on little things that I say all day long. Help me.
Little things like the man's name.
216-474-0092. Baskin and Phleps.
That's P helps to you.
P harms.
P helps.
Like all right, so we're sitting again. We're contemplating. Like,
give me the word, baby.
My word for the Browns offseason was meticulous. Your word was
curious.
Your word was
realistic.
Realistic. Many people out there feel like the word is
boring.
Boring.
I'll disagree with that one.
With boring?
Yeah, I'll disagree with that.
I think it's going to percolate here. Obviously, with the draft coming up, and then the other things, and you know, we got a text, Jeff.
You just got a text, too.
Yeah. Oh, I got another one? He definitely said Poznanski.
That's from Fearless Leader.
Doesn't he have anything else to do?
We'll get it fixed.
Poznanski.
There it is.
Come on, man. Don't we have a promo to write or something? Something else to do?
Okay.
He's going to come in here. Picking a mediocre quarterback at number two is something that feels like it could happen. And we got that from a friend of ours. And I really feel like that's true.
A super friend of ours.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's true. Picking a mediocre quarterback at number two in this draft feels very real.
That's why.
And we sit here and we're trying to force this thing.
That's why. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm so tired of hearing me say this.
Okay, we are too.
Okay, I'm sure you are. We have to trust their judgment on this. And if they actually think that there's some quarterback to take at number two that they think is going to be really good, then we have to trust them on this. I don't want to do that.
I think
I would much rather do
Jeff,
this, Andy.
Based on history, and this is nothing personal, I think they have to earn our trust.
Without question. And that's why I'm sorry. If you rolled into training camp with Carson Wentz, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Shuck, one rookie, highly thought of, and Kenny Pickett, and let those guys fight it out, I would be and kick the big decision down the road or hope to get lucky with your quarterback, and one of those three guys actually becomes the man, I'd be really okay with that. I really would. Rather than gamble at number two, and I don't think they will gamble. I honestly,
I'll make it real easy. Abdul Carter is not gambling.
I would not gamble there. And if they do, then shame on them. You know, they could end up missing a guy who could be okay. Could you guarantee me that guy would be better than what Kenny Pickett might be, what a guy you take in the second round might be, or what Carson Wentz might be? I don't know.
Ryan's in Geneva. What's the word, Ryan? What do you got?
I'm going to go back to like the 1600s for this one, guys. You're going to like it.
Go okay. for it.
Effluvium.
Oh, my goodness.
Do I have to dump
the
that?
Odorous odorous fumes given off by waste or decaying or a byproduct of residue or waste.
Wow. Where were you when I needed someone to cheat off of for the SATs? Where were
Synonyms
you?
Synonyms would include deadwood, offscouring, flotsam, trumpery, jetsam, detritus, chaff, dross, rubble, garbage, like Warren Sapp said way back in the day.
You know, you had one word, Ryan. You used about 14 so far.
No, he just explained what the word meant.
I listened. Really good. That's good. Yeah, that's okay. Good, Ryan. I'm impressed.
Listen, I know this has all been pounded to death, so this isn't even going to make good radio. It's just a byproduct of the hell they've gotten themselves into with the Deshaun Watson fiasco. They need to tear this thing down to the studs. They have aging veterans that were once really good, or maybe some of them are on the last leg of being good. They need to just bite the bullet, tear it down to the studs, and rebuild this whole thing back up.
All right, so when they brought – but, Ryan, real quick, when they brought Myles Garrett back, that diffuses everything you're saying.
Well,
that would have been the option that would have been the nuclear option to blow it all up, wouldn't it?
I understand what you're saying, but I would disagree with that, and the fact is this. Listen, Garrett's a great player, but he is approaching 30. He's already starting to have foot problems. He's already to the point where he has to take several plays off. I would have been much happier being able to get a fortune for Garrett if they would have been able to do that and actually start rebuilding this thing.
Your answer made sense. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Can I give you a thought, something you said last segment?
Sure.
You kind of left us with.
Okay.
You said, does their job security scream they have to play?
Yeah, do they have to draft a quarterback at two?
Everything they've done this offseason so far, to me, screams their jobs are not on the line. Because if their jobs were on the line, don't you think they would be trying to scarf up any veteran who they think could help them win games next year?
I think
they haven't really done a whole lot of that.
So, but the question, that's more on Andrew Berry than it is on Kevin Stefanski, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they a package deal?
Andrew Berry
deal?
Is
maybe.
Not. Maybe. So what we're both saying here, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page, Andrew Berry is not leading with fear.
He's not behaving like a guy who thinks he has to win 11 games or he's out. Otherwise, he'd be filling he'd have signed two or three veteran free agents at running back, at wide receiver. He'd have made a bigger play for one of these quarterbacks.
All right, give me your word to describe the offseason. We're still doing that, but David's in Avon Lake. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. How are you?
All right, so, you know, this. How many times have the Browns gone and used their first pick on a quarterback that dies in the last 20 years? Pretty much all of them? And then add in the Deshaun Watson fiasco. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you guys, and it just strikes me that somewhere in this draft is a quarterback that is a diamond in the rough. And you got to watch him for four fabulous games. The end of the year, the beginning of the year, when he took the Buckeyes to the national championship. And forget the last game. How about the three preceding the last game? Those were fabulous games. And it was a fabulous quarterback. And I have read all of his stats and all of his grades. And you know what? Kind of reminds me of what they were saying about Tom Brady way back when. He's slow. His footwork sucks. He can't read. He underthrows. If he had not passed,
couldn't get on the field
combine,
at Kansas State on a full-time basis.
So if he came in as a rookie in the NFL and lit it up, you would still say he was bad at Kansas State?
No, I didn't.
He went to Ohio State and lit it up.
I was saying exactly. I was giving you a fact, Andy. Sorry.
Well, wait, but
don't let a fact get in the way of anything.
Well, your fact though was a negative fact. It was saying,
no, it was a realistic fact.
You couldn't get on the field at Kansas State.
Going back to what Dan said, realistic fact, realistic.
David, I'm with you, man. We're on the same page.
But see, you're not drafting him to be your guy. You're drafting him to come in and develop him and maybe make. And I'd be okay with that, by the way, David.
And by the way,
I'd be okay with that.
You may hate me for saying this too. People may hate me, but I don't think Riley Leonard's that much off either. And I'm not a gigantic Notre Dame fan, but there were points of the season where I was watching Riley Leonard going,
David,
I think this guy can play.
You're going to hop on Baskin Island here?
No, we're on the same island for Will Howard. There's no question.
But why is he not part of any legitimate conversation?
Because they don't analyze his work as being a first or second or even third round pick. And somebody might jump up and draft him there. But David, guys develop. So
that's right.
I'm with you completely.
And let me give you another piece of what you just said there, David. The noise that we're hearing is us. It's media. It's people throwing stuff out there. Maybe teams trying to send
draft
bad
analysts.
It's exactly what it is. It's all analysts. Yeah. And how many of those guys are actually making the real decision that's going to make you feel underwhelmed when they go to make a pick? Like, if someone takes Will Howard higher than, you know, like third round, they'll be like, oh, why'd they take him? Because all the analysts said this. Guess what? The only people that really matter are the guys that are going to say, you know what? I want him to take X amount of reps today in practice. Yep. And if he can hit the field, well, then we're going to let him play.
Well, and think about it. He was 1 year at Ohio State. And over the summer, before the season started, he was throwing to his dedicated receivers. And he wasn't behind them or in front of them. I don't even think we'd be having this conversation if he had chosen not to throw at the combine. Because the combine, he's behind them, he's in front of them, he doesn't know how fast they are, he doesn't know where they're going to
turn. So, David, and I'm going to play devil's advocate. Again, I'm on the same page with you on Will Howard. The problem is that some people will say, well, give a guy the best player in the country to throw the ball to, and I'm going to look like a genius too. That's the hard part there. That's the problem with that.
David, thank you.
I got time to sneak. Cleveland and Cleveland, I have time to sneak one word in real fast. Go ahead.
Yes, I have the perfect word, guys,
for
what you're looking for. It's pre-functional.
Pre-functional. You have 20 seconds.
Word.
Keep going. What does it mean?
I was told what it means, and then I forgot again, but it's a word.
All right, we'll look it up. We'll talk about it next second. Thank you, Cleveland. I still want to move on with this. And if you want to play along with that game, give us one word to describe the offseason. We'll do that. Joe Posnanski is going to join us at noon. Chris Rose at 1:00. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.